You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, we can have a good time tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because the good guys came out on top. Royals start the homestand with a W. 7-4, the final score. The Royals are back to within one game of 500. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open for you. Man, I'd love to hear from you if you were one of the near 18,000 in attendance tonight to see the Royals behind a little bit of everything. Pitching, defense, base running, clutch hitting, and power hitting. 913-586-7965 is our phone number if you want to get in on the Peterson and Associates phone line. Again, 913-586-7965. I'll tell you what, home runs. Hitting home runs here at Kauffman Stadium, it's not easy. We've learned that over the years, but boy, do they come in handy. Salvador Perez and Kyle Isbell belt two-run blasts in the sixth inning, and the Royals overcome two two-run deficits. They fall behind 2-0 in the first, fall behind 4-2 in the fifth, but walk away victorious, 7-4, the final score. 913-586-7965. Yeah, the home runs there from Salvi and Izzy, the two longest-tenured Royals. Their home runs number 33 and 34 on the season for the team here at Kauffman Stadium. Royals have more than twice as many bombs on the road as they do at home, but you saw tonight just how handy those big flies can be. Speaking of handy, I'll get to the pitching coming up in a moment, especially those final three frames. John Schreiber, Angel Zerpa, and Carlos Estevez spinning three innings of one-hit relief. But I got to talk about that defense tonight. The defense of Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop, a guy that came into the night ranked as the second-best defensive shortstop in all of Major League Baseball. We got to talk about the defense of Kyle Isbell in center field. Kyle came into the night as one of the five best defensive center fielders in the sport this season. Those are all according to FanGraphs. Bob, second-best to only Mason Wynn of the Cardinals, And again, Kyle Isbell, top five in the sport. How about Nick Lofton and that diving catch out in left field in the eighth inning for Angel Zerpa? So normally we start the show off talking about the pitching and the defense. Tonight we're talking about home runs and defense. Royals take the opener from the Washington Nationals 7-4, and now hand the ball to your two vets. Michael Wacha tomorrow, Seth Lugo in the finale coming up on Wednesday. So the Royals coming back home for the longest homestand of the season, and they start it in style by handling a ball club they need to handle on a homestand against teams that they need to handle. Royals do just that tonight. All right, let's get to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Jake and KCK, you're going to hit leadoff tonight, Jake. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, it's me and my girlfriend, Tori, and Tori has a question for you.
I just want to see if Kyle Isbell's going to get the food, the
guaranteed food.
Yeah.
Player of the game.
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know if you know Kyle and you're angling to take that gourmet meal home yourself, but it's a fair question. Kyle Isbell, I have him written down as one of my three finalists for guaranteed
food player of the game. He's always a finalist. Somebody always beats him out.
He actually won three straight on this past road trip, so he's got plenty of guaranteed foods coming his way. I appreciate the phone call. I guess I cut you off a little too early there. I apologize for that. No doubt Kyle Isbell's in the conversation. His two-run home run turns out to be the difference tonight. Like I mentioned, played an outstanding center field. Salvador Perez with a pair of hits, including a two-run home run to tie the game up in the sixth inning. I think Nick Lofton deserves some attention. I mentioned the diving catch out in left field, but you look at his four trips to the dish. Nick Lofton, a sac fly RBI in the second, draws a walk in the fourth, singles in the sixth, and walks in the eighth. So he comes to the dish four times and executes the job each and every time. So Nick Lofton deserves some love on tonight's postgame show. And how about this? Let's head down inside that victorious Royals clubhouse right now. Another guy that had multiple hits tonight, Adam Frazier, kind enough to dial us up for the first time this season as the Royals take game one from the Nationals 7-4. Adam, thank you very much for the time. Great job out there tonight. Man, the boys fall behind 2-0, fall behind 4-2, but they just wouldn't go away. What stood out to you about the team's fight tonight?
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, the pitchers kept us in it the whole time. And then, you know, Sal and Izzy with the big blast. And we just scrapped a few more across. So we're never out of it. So it's just taking one pitch at a time, and we fought our way back tonight.
And you had another great night at the dish. You go one to left field, one to center, one to right. Does it – this might sound silly, but the way you're swinging it, man, does it look like a beach ball to you right now?
I wouldn't say that. It's still coming in pretty hot. And just trying to get pitch in my zone and not do too much. Just coming up with a plan with each pitcher, especially these guys that hadn't seen any of those pitchers tonight. So just not trying to do too much and hit it where it's pitched, and found a few holes tonight, so it was cool.
Adam, when you rejoined this Royals team at the All-Star break, the offense was struggling. And since you and Yastrzemski and Grichuk and the boys really started going, Royals are now averaging more than 5 runs per game. How much, when you arrived in that clubhouse, did this offense, did these hitters need a reminder that, boys, you're good, you got this?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of that. It's one day at a time in this game, so I try to have short memories and just go out there and put together a fight each time you're in the box. So, it's a lot of guys helping each other with plans, with pitchers and just sharing information, and it's gone a long way. So try to keep that going.
Final thing for you, Adam Frazier, kind enough to join us inside that victorious Royals clubhouse. How do you and the guys view this opportunity, this 10-game homestand now sitting just one game below 500?
That's one day at a time. That's all we can do is treat it that way. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, and but we're at home, so we're happy about that. But just one day at a time, so I guess we'll get a win each day.
Sounds good. Adam, thank you very much for the time. Get back in there and enjoy it, man. We'll see you out there tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, thank you. There you go. Adam Frazier from inside that Royals clubhouse. Frazier, since rejoining the Royals, is batting .333. That's 19 hits in 18 games. And tonight he picked up his 9th RBI of the season, at least in his time with Kansas City. So yeah, Adam Frazier's been outstanding. He's one of three Royals to record multiple hits. Frazier, Salvi, and Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby, who missed yesterday's game because of a bad back, looked anything but sore today, not only with a pair of singles in his first two trips to the dish, but also just a highlight reel play in the hole. You know, one of those electric Jeter jump throws that we'll see when Bobby's ultimately inducted into Cooperstown in a few decades. Just an outstanding night. Royals come away victorious 7-4. Thanks again to Adam Frazier for dialing us up from inside that Royals clubhouse. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Thanks again to Jake for calling up right before Adam Frazier dialed us up. Yeah, I think it's worthy of conversation. Who are you giving the Player of the Game award to? Who should walk away with the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game award? Is it the guy we just heard from? Is it Adam Frazier, 3-for-4 tonight with an RBI? Is it Nick Lofton? Is it Kyle Isbell? Is it Salvador Perez? Bobby's doing it on both sides of the ball. Who's walking away with this gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods? Let me know. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Lance in Atchison. You're on 96.5 The Fan, Lance. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I was in attendance tonight. When me and my friend Chris go to the games, the Royals are undefeated. So, you know, it's got that part. I want to quote Ron the Show Hughley. It's got me sports horny right now.
Man, you're the second person to bring up my brother, Ron the Show Hughley. That's crazy, Lance.
I'm about to go to Whispers, get some lap dances, and keep this party going. Let's go, Royals. Okay. Fountains up.
All right. All right. Well, stay away from the ATM, man. Stay away from the ATM. Let's go to Jacob down in Virginia. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals take game one from the Nationals. Jacob, 7-4, your final score.
Hell yeah, that was a pretty good way to start off the homestand, huh, Vern?
No question about it, man. How you been?
I've been doing all right. Thanks for asking. And, you know, I was sitting here and you know, unfortunately, the game was blacked out here, out here in Virginia because the Nationals were in town. So I was listening to the game and catching some of the highlights. But it just sounded like the Royals did what you were saying they needed to do on yesterday's postgame show. They just played a good brand of baseball. It wasn't perfect, of course, but I don't know. This was a fun win. I ain't saying the team's fixed or nothing like that. I hope folks aren't overreacting to Bailey Falter's outing. I mean, the guy was scuffling, but this is what you expect from your number five guy in the rotation. And yeah, I'm feeling good about the Royals right now in the homestand. One down, 9 more to go, and hope for the best from them.
Jacob, always appreciate the phone call, buddy. Thank you. 913-586-7965. Yeah. Listen, you know, it doesn't matter what show I'm lucky enough to be a part of, right? Joining Fesco and Dusty or Cody and Gold or hopping on with C-Dot on the drive. It doesn't matter who I'm having a conversation with about the Royals, even out here with you at the ballpark. The question that drives me nuts is, how many wins do the Royals need on this homestand? Or, you know, what's the number? How many wins do they need to grab that final playoff spot? It drives me nuts because what they need isn't a win total. They need to play like a team that can achieve whatever win total we're talking about. Play like a well-rounded ball club. Look like a playoff team. Make the routine play defensively. Take the extra 90 feet on the base. Execute what the scoreboard dictates your approach should be. And you look at tonight's game, you're right about Bailey Falter. The 4 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. Not an impressive final line. But keep in mind, Michael Lorenzen threw 5 2/3 innings last night, got his pitch count up to 85 pitches. So Michael Lorenzen could possibly be an option for the series against the Chicago White Sox. We'll see what happens to Bailey Falter. Not that he's going anywhere, but maybe he's a multi-inning guy coming out of the bullpen. Maybe you piggyback Lorenzen and Falter coming up in that White Sox series. So listen, I'm not going to heap too much praise on the 28-year-old lefty, but he did grind, right? He did battle. Not that we're going to throw a parade for him, but in the fourth inning, man, when he walks the first two batters, it's a two game at this point. Two on, nobody out. I know it's the bottom of the Washington lineup coming up, but I wasn't feeling good. Was not feeling good, but you know, Bailey Falter, with the help of Salvi behind the dish, got the job done. Goes strikeout, flyout, strikeout, getting Jacob Young to swing through a curveball in the dirt. So yeah, Bailey Falter gave the team a chance to win. Now, I mentioned I wasn't feeling good after those back-to-back walks to open up the fourth inning. I'll be 100% honest with you guys, and maybe this is why I'm excited after this one. When Paul DeJong took Daniel Lynch deep in the fifth, and the Nationals went up 4-2 in this game, man, you could have told me it was June 11th instead of August 11th. I was so resigned to the fact that, oh my God, they're going to lose this game. And that's silly to feel that way in the fifth inning. I mean, it's stupid to feel that way in the fifth inning. It's baseball. And yet, I'm just being honest with you. When Paul DeJong went oppo against Daniel Lynch, I mean, 418 to right center field. Paul DeJong, you strong. When he did that, again, I understand how silly it is, knowing that the Royals had 15 outs, 15 offensive outs still ahead of them. But no, man, I wasn't overflowing with confidence, I'll tell you that. But the egg's on my face, and I'm happy it is, because Salvi and Izzy go deep in the sixth inning, and the Royals win 7-4. Carlos Estevez picks up his 30th save of the season, becoming the first Royal to reach 30 saves since Ian Kennedy did back in 2019. 913-586-7965, but Jacob, as you're going on talking about them playing a well-rounded game, I'm, you know, just quickly looking through my game notes here. And yeah, defensively, I mentioned Bobby's great play and Izzy throughout the night and Nick Lofton in the eighth. But there wasn't a defensive play where you're saying, oh, you know, okay, what? Yeah, that left you wanting more. You know, maybe not one where you hang your head and you're embarrassed and it's an error. No, but maybe a play that could have been made. I didn't see that. No, it was a well-rounded game. Defensively, on the base paths, and man, you want to talk about those two runs that the Royals scored in the second inning? That's Royals baseball right there, right? Mikel Garcia, an infield single. Salvi goes to the opposite field. Frazier goes to the opposite field. Grichik takes his walk. Bases are loaded with nobody out. Nick Lofton comes to the dish. Nick, only thing you're not allowed to do is punch out. Don't punch out. And Lofton didn't. And he didn't wait around either. He got one over the dish, and he put a charge into it for a sacrifice fly. So yeah, again, you saw a little bit of everything. Offense, defense, power from the offense, execution from the offense, base running, relief pitching, and your starter gave you a chance to win. And that's exactly what the Royals did. 7-4, the final score. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Our friends Charlotte and Will swung by after the game. Charlotte wanted to give love to Mikel Garcia, who's now batting .329 since the All-Star break. While Will, even though he was wearing a Salvador Perez jersey, my buddy Will wanted to shine the light on Kyle Isbell, and for good reason. Izzy's batting .333 since the All-Star break. He scored 12 runs. He's driven in 10. Kyle Isbell, from the 9th spot in the lineup, has an OPS better than 850 since the Midsummer Classic. Royals take the opener from the Nationals, 7-4, your final score. We get back to your phone calls right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Rutledge delivers. Isbell cracks it high in the air, deep to right field. Lyles back, he's out of room, it's out of here. A go-ahead two-run homer for Kyle Isbell. He stays red hot, and he puts the Royals in front 6-4.
It turns out to be the game-winning home run as called right here on 96.5 The Fan by Jake Eisenberg. Kyle Isbell's fourth homer of the year. His first in more than 3 months. It snaps a drought of 204 homerless ABs. But Izzy, on a 1-1 sinker, 95 miles per hour from the right-hander Jackson Rutledge. Izzy, it's a sinker that's drifting. You know, Rutledge wanted it in to the lefty Izzy. Tried to go into his kitchen, and it drifted back over the middle of the plate, and Isbell puts a charge into it, 104 miles per hour off of the bat. It goes 397 into the Royals bullpen in right field, and Royals bullpen coach Mitch Stetter caught it with his bare hand. Kyle Isbell's two-run game-winning home run there in the sixth inning. That is, without question, tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go to the calls. Let's talk with Colin in the Northland. Colin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
Doing very well after a win, man. You know it's been a long season. How are you?
I'm great, man. Yeah, it has been a long season. These boys just keeping it interesting. I wish they'd find some consistency, though. You know what I mean? I mean,
let's hope it starts.
We just got to string some wins together. I wanted to call in, and I know it's kind of been a talk lately about what we do with Reagan's now that he's going to throw a bullpen session tomorrow, and obviously I hope for a good report after that. You know, what do you do with Reagan's the rest of the year? You know, it kind of seems like
throwing a bullpen, and that means he hasn't even thrown two innings yet, four innings yet. So he's still multiple weeks away from returning to the big leagues.
Yeah, I guess we'll see where we're at when the time comes. But as always, love talking to you. I will be out at the K tomorrow night, so I'm going to stop by and say hi.
Nice.
But as always, good talking to you, and let's go Royals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Colin. Yeah, Cole Reagan's throwing a bullpen tomorrow. And, you know, the question with Reagan's is, once you know and see him pitch down in Omaha or Double A or wherever he's going to pitch, you know, once you see him get up to about four innings, then I think we had the conversation. Actually, you know what? Get him out on a rehab assignment, let him throw multiple innings, and then I think we have a conversation of where he fits in. Are you going to get to a place where Cole Reagan's is throwing seven innings? I don't think so. But if I can get Cole Reagan's two times through a lineup, give me four innings, five innings, I could get with that. But we'll see. Long ways to go before we're having that conversation. Jack Caglione will begin a rehab assignment tomorrow in AAA. That's good news. Now has the opportunity, or will have the opportunity, to test that hamstring and also find that power stroke, try and maybe find some confidence. We'll see how long Cags needs before he can return and hopefully bring the type of thump to this lineup that we've been waiting all year on. Right? Renfro, Melendez, Massey, Caglione, just waiting for that thumper to help out this offense. Been waiting for it again since game one of the season. Royals are now just one game below 500 following tonight's 7-4 victory as they take the opener from the Nationals and hand the ball to Michael Wacha tomorrow night for game two. Seth Lugo in the finale Wednesday afternoon, so you should be feeling really good. Feeling real good that the Royals will come away with a series victory against the Washington Nationals. I have a my National League team's on the screen right now. I think Freddie Fermin just went bridge for the Padres. I'll double-check that while we talk with Jason in Kansas City. Jason, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. That's really good to hear about Freddie, man. He was a loss to the team just because I love the guy. He's been here for years. But what I wanted to say was, one, after the DeJong home run, it didn't feel like we were out of it. And that's why I love the Royals, is I never feel like we're 100% out of it. And then two, Yastrzemski, man, that guy after the trade, it seems like he's not the flashiest person, but he had a really good sac fly tonight. And it feels like that was such a good add-on to the team that makes me happy that they're still trying to move. They're still trying to fight. They're still trying to be in this.
That's a great point. Yeah, terrific phone call. Nice to hear from you, Jason. Yeah, listen, that's exactly what you're talking about. And yes, it was Freddie Fermin, a two-run blast to put the Padres up 4-1. Exactly what you're talking about, Jason, is why really helped me out a lot, to be honest, if I'm just being perfectly honest with you. And I've mentioned this before, but when this team hit the All-Star break, I was resigned to the fact that it wasn't in the cards for him this season. Just didn't see enough. I was excited to watch what would happen down the stretch, but I really didn't have much faith in the team. But my faith was rekindled by their faith. Does that make sense? Like when I would talk to guys inside the clubhouse, the way that they would express their belief in one another was impressive. And I think I've heard enough players speak that I know when it's lip service, when it's eyewash, when it's fugazi. It was legitimate. The way that Seth Lugo would talk about his hitters, the way that the veteran hitters would talk about the young guys and vice versa. The way the coaching staff continues to believe in its players. Now that's their job, sure. But when ownership in the front office showed their unwillingness to retreat, even though if I'm advising them, I may have advised them to retreat. I don't know anything, obviously. But John Sherman makes a fair offer to Seth Lugo. They add money in Randall Grichuk and Adam Frazier and Mike Yastrzemski, and J.J. Piccolo continues to dominate the trade deadline. I mean, if this dude really just went Cole Reagan's 1 year, Lucas Erceg the year after that, and then if this Ryan Burgert kid's the truth, I mean, good night. So honestly, I use the word inspiring, and it might sound corny because I'm not a ball player. I'm just a bozo on the radio, but I did find the faith that ownership had in the guys, the front office, the coaching staff, and the guys inside that clubhouse, the way that they believed in one another. And it was, for me, it was darn near impossible to not, pick up a weapon and join the fight, or at least not get in the way. So, listen, man. Mike Yastrzemski and Adam Frazier and the additions and what those additions symbolize to me of, they are, to me, what's making these final 40-some-odd games of the season really enjoyable. Now, Royals still have a long road to hoe if they're going to find their way back to October. And the odds are very much stacked against them. Whether it's the betting odds or the Fangraphs, nerd odds, whatever statistic you want to look at in the likelihood that this team makes the postseason. No, it's a 1 in 10 shot right now, it appears. I wouldn't throw my money on it, but my heart's on the table, and if they want to step on it, that's fine. They didn't tonight. No, Salvi and Izzy made sure of it as they drive in a pair with blasts in the sixth. And then, as you mentioned, Mike Yastrzemski puts the cherry on top in a situation where the only thing you cannot do is punch out. Bases juiced with one out, put the ball in play. Yastrzemski does just that, drives in another run, his ninth start as a Royal, and he drives in his fifth run as a Royal. Royals win 7-4, our final score. We go back to the phone lines. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Quentin in Kansas City. Quentin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
How you doing, Vern?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I broke the curse. I was 0-7 for tonight in games and decided last minute to go, caught a foul ball, so cloud nine tonight.
Well, it's not you. I mean, it took you long enough to find that out, so thankfully it's not, or else we would be having a different conversation right now.
Exactly. We found it out, but I just wanted to shout out, like you said, the new arrivals. I called in a few months ago and said the same thing. We needed more professional at-bats, and now we have those. So, like you said, put your heart there, not your money. Well, I did both, but I hopefully ride it out to the playoffs, make that seventh seed, and let's see it ride.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. Back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. We go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vernon. It was certainly an exciting game to see Salvador Perez and Kyle Isbell each have a home run. And I think Kyle Isbell deserves the player of the game with his Gold Glove caliber defense and his awesome at-bats. And, nice to see the Royals win. So let's just keep this up and go Royals, Vern.
I appreciate you swinging by after the game, Garrett. Always nice seeing you outside of my booth here at Kauffman Stadium. Royals, since the All-Star break, are now 12-10, averaging more than 5 runs per game. They put up 7 tonight, and that's more than enough to handle the Washington Nationals. They'll now hand the ball to Mike Wacha coming up on Tuesday night as the Royals look to take the series from the Nats. Royals playing some better baseball here at home, certainly compared to where they were at the beginning of the season. They've now won 9 of the last 13 here at the K. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
We are square at 4 in the bottom of the 6th inning.
Yeah, fun night tonight at the ballpark near perfect weather. Almost 18,000 in the building. Royals fall behind 2-0 at the end of the first, but they come right back in the second to tie it up. Great offense in that second inning. Daniel Lynch gives up a 2-run blast in the 5th, and the Nationals go back in front by a couple of runs. But as you just heard from Jake Eisenberg, Salvador Perez, the captain, a 1-1 sinker. It's fading down and in to the great number 13. A 96-mile-per-hour sinker from Kurt Cavalli. Salvi's ready for it. He smashes it 404 feet over the left field wall. His 21st on the season to lead the team left his bat at 102 miles per hour. Salvi ties it up at 4. Izzy with a 2-run blast later on in that 6th inning. And that's all the Royals would need. They'd tack on one more in the 8th. And our final score is Royals 7, Nationals 4. Royals now just one game below 500. Salvi's home run, career home run number 294. He's now 23 away from matching George Brett's franchise record total. And he's only 17 shy of another Hall of Famer, Pudge Rodriguez, who has the seventh most homers by a catcher in baseball history. Salvi now batting 290 since the start of July with an OPS north of 960. Royals win 7-4. Phone lines are open for you. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. From the 913, Vern, baseball's a lot like poker. And anyone that plays poker knows that 1 out of 10 happens all the time. Okay, so that's in reference to the odds right now of the Royals making to the postseason. It's about a 10% chance. FanGraphs puts it at 7.5, a 7.5% chance. Prior to today's game, the betting app FanDuel had the Royals at plus 920. So, not quite 10-1. Now, I'm not much of a poker player. I understand the game. I lose money to Cody Tapp when I play the game, so I stay away from it. So I'm not saying you're wrong, that 1 out of 10. That might happen a lot in poker. But we're not necessarily talking about one hand here. Right? We're talking about 43 games. And it's not solely about what you do. Right? You also need help from the Yankees, the Guardians, and you certainly need to handle your business against the Texas Rangers when they come to town. But they're still alive. Yeah, no doubt about it. Crazier things have happened. No question. Appreciate it. 913-586-7965. Let's head out to Los Angeles and talk to our... Well, we're all Padres and Royals fans now. So, Kathy, you're no longer alone. We're all rooting for the Padres now.
Well, it's kind of a nervous night because if the Padres win tonight, we're one game back. And you know how long it's been since we were one game out of first place behind the Dodgers, Vern? It's been, I can't even remember. It's been so long.
I thought the Dodgers already won the division, to be quite honest with you. But all right, if you're telling me it's still alive, great.
Yeah, we're two games back.
Okay.
Before tonight. And if we win, and they're losing right now to the Angels. And so if we win tonight, we're one game back. Anyway, I think you guys will really like Burgert. He and Kolek, he and Kolek were very instrumental in getting the Padres, keeping them afloat until Darvish came back, and with Joe Musgrove out and King being out, they really, really helped. So you guys got a couple of really good pitchers, so I think you guys will be really, really happy with them. I mean, of course, San Diego already loves Fermin, and you know how much I wanted him months ago. So,
yeah,
you know, I think both teams got a really good deal in the trade. And, you know, I'm just happy that all the way around that, you know, we got players on both sides that are really going to help the teams.
Yeah, no, it's all coming up, Kathy, in Los Angeles. No doubt about it. Nice to hear from you. Yeah. Padres with that bull. Yeah. I love watching the Padres. No doubt. Kathy, nice to hear from you. Dwayne in Warsaw writes in on the text line. He's curious if players get compensated for walk-up songs. Well, I don't think so. No, I think they're, you know, just trying to get the people going, trying to get themselves going, trying to make somebody laugh, or just trying to look cool, right? Or walking up to the song that their wife picked out for them. No, because if you were getting compensated for playing specific songs, I would have to imagine that more guys would walk up to Taylor Swift, right? Who has more money than Taylor Swift? Who has more fans than Taylor Swift? Yeah, I would try to hop on that bandwagon if I was one of these guys. Especially in Kansas City, right? Dwayne, I appreciate you listening, buddy. Rally Mantis giving some love to Kyle Isbell on the text line. Deservedly so. From the 785, Vern, how about the bounce back from the boys tonight and the captain Salvi was 0-for-12 going into the game and now comes up with a big two-run home run. This one was a roller coaster, Yeah, no doubt. Salvi now just 5 runs away from 700 in his Hall of Fame career. 913-586-7965. Text line's always there for you. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great win by the Royals tonight. Salvi with a big 2-run home run. He's coming closer to breaking Amos Soto's career RBI record. And, yeah, it was a great win. Yeah, Mike Yastrzemski with a big sacrifice play. I like to see on this homestand. Just the Royals do the things, you know. Yeah, bunt and, you know, scores, sacrifice fly, great defense. And that's what I want to see on defense and on this homestand, too. So take care of yourself, Josh. Let's take care of business tomorrow with Walker.
Yes, indeed, Dan. Thank you very much. Raj in the Ozarks is thanking the heavens that Kyle Isbell didn't bunt tonight, noting that my phone lines would have been on fire if he would have. Yeah, found out, by the way. I know we were going back and forth on that decision last night. Q did call that second inning bunt yesterday, so I know on the air I was wondering if Izzy did it on his own or if it did come from the bench. The answer is yes, it came from the bench. And in reference to Dwayne's text about compensation for walk-up songs, Nathan Williams is with us back at the studio. He's producing. Nathan, you're telling me Denny was talking about it tonight on the broadcast? That's why Dwayne was likely asking about it?
It was, and I haven't found out what song was part of the transaction, but think jersey number swaps after a trade. Guys will make a donation or something to another's charity. And Denny was talking about, he was wondering what was given from Grichuk to Lofton to acquire the song, because they had the same song they walked up to.
Right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, things like that, sure, Dwayne. Yeah, there could have been some sort of a compensation, just like Randall Grichuk may have compensated Luke Maley for taking his jersey number. Okay, I thought you meant, do the record companies, do artists pay players to walk up to their songs? It's not a crazy idea, especially if you're trying to get going a little bit, right? Trying to get your name out there. Now, walk-up songs, I guess they don't really last as long as they used to now with the pitch clock, so that really wouldn't make too much sense. But I appreciate it, Dwayne. Thank you very much. I want to get to this text message. 913-586-7965. From the 785, Vern, what do you actually think about this Royals front office? Because I don't understand how you can praise John Sherman and then say we only have a 1-in-10 shot of making the playoffs after we bought at the deadline. Okay, well, just to kind of explain that, the 1-in-10 shot of making the playoffs, that's just stats and the odds. That's not my opinion. That's just what the odds say. That's what the betting odds are. So that's how, right? I think that's a pretty easy explanation. You know, I praise, well, there's plenty of reasons to praise John Sherman, but, you know, you start doing that too much, and then all you guys start calling me a bootlicker. But again, like I said, man, going into the All-Star break, as they were approaching the trade deadline, I was fully prepared to see this organization wave the white flag by trading Seth Lugo. And that would have just been a nosedive, right? Royals would have fallen, you know, below the Twins. You know, they could find themselves easily in fourth place. You know, 10, 12 games below 500, you trade Seth Lugo. But instead, ownership in Kansas City, after paying a fair price for Michael Wacha and paying Bobby what he's worth and paying Salvi what he's worth, they made a fair offer to Seth Lugo. You know, they traded away. Okay, Freddie Fermin is certainly something of note. You know, Andrew Hoffman to Arizona. The two guys you sent to Philadelphia or to Pittsburgh for Bailey Falter. Sending Cam Devaney to Pittsburgh for Adam Frazier. Royals sent guys they were paying peanuts away to pay big league prices for bona fide big league players, when again, I'm fully prepared for this organization to sell. Or at least trade away Seth Lugo and not part with anything that you prize like a Freddie Fermin, unless you're blown away with an offer, which they ultimately were. But for someone that I thought the play on the field proved that it wasn't in the cards for these guys. But for this organization, top to bottom, to refuse to quit, never think about retreating, yeah, I find that impressive. I find that worthy of praise. That's how you build a culture. That's how you build a winning organization, because now guys come to Kansas City and are no longer looking over their shoulder of, is this whole thing about to be blown up? Like we see so often in small markets. So, you know, you say they bought at the deadline. Oh, okay, I mean, I don't know if they bought. You know, yeah, monetarily, yes, John Sherman spent money to improve his team at the deadline, but it's not like you parted with a Blake Mitchell or a Carter Jensen or, you know, one of your top 10 prospects. That, to me, is buying at the deadline. Royals made their team better, spent more money, but I don't think sacrificed anything for the future. Honestly, I thought they handled the deadline, and they've handled the past few weeks brilliantly. And that's why they have the jobs, and that's why they sit in the owner's box. So credit to them. And yeah, I mean, they can only do so much. The players need to go out there and execute. So yeah, my praise for John Sherman to me has nothing to do with them having a 1-in-10 shot of making the postseason. That's on the players now. Ownership, the front office, the coaching staff, from what I've gathered, they're doing everything they can to put these guys in the correct position for success. It's on them to get it done now. Text line, 913-586-7965. This one from the 816. Vern, that dive from Nick Lofton in the eighth inning might have cost him his career at the big league level if he didn't catch it. Now, yes, I'm being dramatic, but laying out like that and making that catch was incredible, Vern, and I'm hoping that keeps this team rolling. We ain't done yet. Go Royals, from the 816. I mean, that was a great commitment, great effort. Solid night really across the board from the Royals outfield. From Lofton in left, obviously Izzy in center, and Yastrzemski in right. Looking pretty solid across the board right now. Text line 913-586-7965. From the 660, free Isbell, no more bunts. Hey. It's working. Izzy's having the best offensive season in his career. I want him to keep that same mindset. Because Izzy, offensively, and just all around, but his approach at the plate for most of this season is a championship mindset. It's about we, not me, right? What does the scoreboard say? That's my approach. I got to get the guy over. Do I just need to hit a ground ball to the right side? Do I need to put the ball in the air? Anything but punch out? Do I have to get the bunt down? I'm not going to eliminate anything from the tool belt of Kyle Isbell. Vinny from Raytown writes in on the text line, giving some love to Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, no doubt about it. That backhanded Jeter throw for the second out in the second inning was sensational, but you know, we shouldn't be surprised anymore. Bobby is one of the five best players in Major League Baseball. That's not opinion. That's backed up by statistics. Even this season, where no, he's not vying for an MVP, but he's still, statistically, one of the five best players on the planet. Now tonight, let's tally it up. Tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. The gentleman that will walk away with a gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It features shrimp cocktail, a filet mignon, twice-baked potatoes, asparagus, and that... two slices of that delicious gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to the home of Nick Lofton from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Nick Lofton. I just don't know how I go anywhere else. I understand Kyle Isbell, but Izzy wasn't perfect at the plate, right? He still punched out and popped out. I understand Salvi, but Salvi punched out and flew out. Well, Salvi guided the pitching staff brilliantly, and Izzy roamed center field. He just dominated out there. Like I mentioned, a great defensive night from everyone in the outfield. But Nick Lofton, the diving catch, and then all four of his plate appearances, job done. Again, a sac fly RBI in the second, a two-out walk in the fourth, a two-out single in the sixth as he scores what turns out to be the game-winning run. He comes around on Kyle Isbell's two-run home run. And then in his fourth trip to the dish, he draws a one-out walk. So Nick Lofton, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Now it's on to game two. We've celebrated a win. Now, as you guys have been talking about, it's about doing it again, doing it consistently. If they are going to pull off this magic act, this 10% or less, the odds, right? 7.5% according to Fangraphs. If they're going to pull this off, it's got to start right now. And we turn to Michael Wacha. Game two of this three-game series comes your way Tuesday night at 6:40. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Going opposite Wacha tomorrow is a lefty that... I'll be honest, he's disappointed this season. I thought he was primed for a breakout. I thought him and Mackenzie Gore were really going to take that next step. Gore has. Mitchell Parker, not so much. Unless he's listening or walking by right now. You know what? Let me just take it all back. Mitchell Parker, man. He's a big leaguer. He can get you. Don't look past this team. Don't look past this pitcher. We'll meet right back here, Kauffman Stadium, 5:30, Tuesday night. I'll talk to you then. Kansas City, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.